From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
From downtown, uptown, in town, Toowoomba, the epicentre for the Darling Downs Radio Club, right off the bat comes the important action item. If your watch tells you that today is Sunday the 7th of June, then hot foot down to Bunnings Toowoomba North in Ruthven Street and help us make our club's barbecue fundraiser a brilliant success. We're there from now until 15:30 and our sausage sangers are way more edible than RG8. Hi, I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Club, and I'm here to invite you to come on down because the price is right. Seriously, your warm body at Bunnings can help us in at least three different ways. We might still need a person or two to help with the roster. It's hard to tell right now because Q News is filed days ago. But look, a bit of extra help never hurt. We definitely want you to buy a sausage sanger or two, and the price is right. And when you turn up, you can smile and help tell everyone what a great club the Darling Downs Radio Club is. There's nothing like a personal recommendation. Sunday the 7th of June, from 0800 to 1530 local time, which is most likely today if you're listening to the morning live broadcast. Now, tomorrow night is our club meeting, and we're doing something both important and special. This is Monday, the 8th of June. Firstly, we're meeting at the Guide Hut in Harristown. Hut makes it sound way smaller than it really is, but this is a bit of a test, and we'd like your input. There are three important items on the agenda for the meeting. One, we're bringing some of the stuff that has been gathered and we'll be selling it on the night. There'll be a couple of pretty good ICOM transceivers, some mixed electronics, cables and whatever else we pull out of the storage space. Plus, you can bring your own gear and add to the sales effort. Two, it's time we had a discussion about future plans for the club. It's all good, but your committee thinks it would be helpful to have a 1, 2, 5, and 10-year outlook so that we can make strategic decisions on your behalf. What do you think the club should look like in 5 years? What activities would we regularly be doing? Is the monthly meeting format the right way to go? What education and training should the club deliver? And how often? What would your ideal meeting topic be? These and more questions need answers, and it's your club, so we can go in any direction that you support. And three, bring along your latest toys for a show and tell. That's always fun. We'll have tea, coffee, Tim Tams, and lots of good cheer. It's at the Guide Hut at 18A Memory Street in Harristown with tons of parking. And if your street memory isn't so good, check out all the details at the website ddrci.org.au and click through the calendar entry for the meeting. And next weekend, on Saturday the 13th of June, we're going to have the bi-monthly club lunch at Peacehaven Park. It's in the form of a barbecue and a fox hunt. We're going to do our best to make this one friendly for kids, partners and families, and in a gamified world, this is a good way to get harmonics interested in the hobby. The last hunt we ran was heaps of fun, and many of us learnt a lot. To take some of the pressure away, we've put the fox hunt second this time, so you can head off after lunch is all cleaned up and take as long as you need for the hunt. The barbecue will start around 12, and we think the hunt will kick off around 1400. If you just want to do the hunt, come to Peacehaven Park around 13:30 and join the gang. All the details on the website, and it's as simple as ddrci.org.au and look for the picture of a barbecue in the park. It's week 24 of the year, and you might remember that week 23 Ham Challenge was to participate in a fox hunt. Fiendishly, they must have known something about our plans, but they got the date wrong. Okay, we'll claim it anyway. But if you're looking for the real week 24 challenge that starts tomorrow, it is to make a crossband QSO. They ask the question, can you explain a situation where it makes sense? Well, crossband is a very interesting form of operation that's often overlooked, but it has a huge advantage that makes it attractive. If both ends key on, then you can have a full duplex chat. Just imagine, it's like real uninterrupted conversation rather than a series of overs. It's great if you're doing testing because you can both talk at once. And if someone else wants to break in, they just need to key up so you can hear the carrier collision and hand over. It's lots of fun. It's very useful. And you can use any two bands. Crossband between 2 and 70 can be done with a couple of dual band handhelds, or you can get serious with the mode that sucked me into the hobby, 2 metres and 160 metres full duplex. The website is getting a bit of a refresh, so it's worth a check. And we're adding additional information over the coming weeks, including a place to pointer some of the newsletters that are being sent to us by other clubs and organisations. So, after Q News on Sunday morning, please join us at 10 for the club's 2 metre net over on VK4IDD. That's lots of fun. It's great to have your company today. Please call back at the end of the news transmissions. Everything I've covered is on the website at ddrci.org.au, so you'll find missing info right there. I'm John, VK4JPM for the Darling Downs Radio Club. 73s until next week.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you are tuned to Q News, the state-based part of the WIA National News Service. In the Burdekin, Dalrymple and Hinchinbrook districts, plus the City of Townsville, the Q News transmission can be heard on the VK4RAT VHF repeater immediately following the 9 a.m. WIA news every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Tarkink retransmit team, this is Lyndall, VK4ZM.
This is Kevin, VK4UH. With Glenn, VK4JMI, I am the contest manager for the Harry Angel Memorial 80-metre Sprint. The Harry Angel is an annual 80-metre contest event first established in 1999 to commemorate the life of Harry Angel, VK4HA, who at the time of his becoming a Silent Key at the age of 106 was the oldest licensed amateur in Australia. The contest has three sections, phone, CW and mixed, and certificates are awarded to the three top-scoring entries in each section. Place winners are also eligible to claim points towards the WIA Peter Brown Contest Champion Trophy. This year, 36 logs were received, which represents a consistent participation rate over recent years. And this is particularly gratifying as this year's contest clashed with the WIA GM and Conference in Albury and a number of other significant sporting events held on the same weekend. I'm delighted today to announce the winners for the 2026 contest. In the phone section, first place with a score of 47 points was awarded to VK4 Echo Kilo, second place to the VK3 Bravo Echo Zulu team, and third place to VK2 Foxtrot Oscar. In the CW section, first place with a score of 36 points was awarded to VK5 India Golf, second place to VK3 Hotel Yankee, and third place to VK5 Golf Golf. In the mixed section, that's CW and phone, first place with a score of 71 points for the second year in a row was awarded to VK4 Mexico, second place to the VK4 India Zulu team, and third to VK2 Echo Zulu Foxtrot. Now, the full breakdown of all the scores and entries is available in the text version of this news item and will be on the contest section of the main WIA contest website. Now, the Harry Angel Sprint has been held on the first Saturday in May each year since its inception 27 years ago. This would make the date for next year's Harry Angel contest Saturday the 3rd of May. The date clash, however, with the WIA GM is likely to be a recurring issue on this same weekend. And as managers, we believe this would not be ideal and could force some participants to choose between these two conflicting events. While acknowledging that there are only a fixed number of weekends every year, we intend to investigate if a date change to an alternative weekend could be viable. And if so, this will be advised in good time. On behalf of Glenn and I as managers, the Redcliffe and District Radio Club and the WIA as sponsors, I would like to thank everyone who participated in the Harry Angel this year and offer our congratulations to the place winners. So this is Kevin, VK4UH in Brisbane, contest manager for the Harry Angel Memorial 80-metre Sprint.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.